Yeah, I know, man. I'm going to be real with y'all out there because I do this all day. I sit around and I play music all day. Sometimes I play some whack shit and I already know that's somebody's famous homeboy, you know what I mean?
Real shit.
Or somebody's nephew or cousin or something, because how the fuck did this nigga get a record? You know what I'm saying?
I ain't saying it like I'm the tightest nigga, but I mean, you know, it's mighty strange, homie. Like, when motherfuckers mention, motherfuckers are trying to keep a nigga up out the loop. But when they see me, oh, what's happening, Bam? Oh, that's my nigga. Woo, what's happening, good? Woo. Oh, okay, yeah, I'm your nigga now. But see, when a nigga throw a show or a nigga reach out, it's just like how niggas come to the city, homie. Niggas come to the city and do shows and don't reach out to their niggas. Like, you gotta be Snoop. Snoop ain't even been at the Vault and performed, homie. But niggas will come to the city and just all right, just all out, just disrespect. Like, fuck it, we ain't gonna get at nobody. You ain't even gotta get at me. But at least get at a nigga from Long Beach to show that you trying to put together this new West shit. You know,
cause y'all
mean?
Niggas ain't called Eastside Radio one motherfucking time. I know y'all motherfuckers out there like, God damn, these niggas in there set tripping. But guess what? This is real talk motherfucking radio. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need it raw right now. We ain't sugarcoating a motherfucking thing up in here. This Eastside Radio. You don't like it, turn this shit off. I'm with my dude, Bam. Long Beach is in the building. I got more questions. So, Bam, what do you feel about the Long Beach movement? You know what I'm saying? As far as the community of artists in Long Beach, man. What do you feel about the Long Beach movement? Is it right? Do it need to get right?
Shit, man. Me being from Long Beach, man, and seeing how the shit done grew, you know what I'm saying? It got to its highest point and fell. I mean, just speaking from a Long Beach representative, hell no, it ain't right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We getting it right. You know what I'm saying? We getting it right in a little bit, but, you know, it's just the certain niggas that came in the door, you know what I'm saying, that fell under that Snoop umbrella, feel that they can't really make it without that nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So right now, I mean, because it's too much talent in Long Beach, homie. It's too much talent. I mean, you could turn on any given block, homie, and a motherfucker could bust his ass off, homie. But
that's,
it's
real.
Like, you know, just like at the state it's at right now, homie, I mean, we getting it together, but certain niggas' heads still ain't right. For whatever it is, like I said, man, it's strength in numbers. And if nigga can't see that, something ain't right. But, I mean, you know, we getting it back slowly but surely, man. But we ain't right now.
Right. See, because when I think about Long Beach, man, a lot of times I think about groups like the Dog Pound, you know what I'm saying, Warren G. I think about the Dove Shack. I think about the Twins. You know what I'm saying? I think about all these artists, but then I realize that it was over 10 years ago when they was really, really popping.
Right.
You know, why come, in your opinion, how come, you know, Long Beach ain't popping how it was 10 years ago?
Well, shit, you gotta look, man. I mean, 10 years ago, and how they put it, man, you change with time. A whole bunch of shit changed with time, homie. And at that era, man, that's when everybody was acting like they was together, really, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Warren passed that tape on to Dre, you know what I'm saying? If that tape wouldn't have been passed on, you know, Long Beach wouldn't have been on. That's my opinion, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, you're talking about that infamous Snoop Dogg tape he passed to Dre that helped give birth to the Chronic and G thing, huh?
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, Mos Def, you know what I'm saying? Mos Def. So, you know, with that strong impact, you know what I'm saying, from then until now, reason why it's, you know, it's a little unorthodox now is because niggas start making their money. You know what I'm saying? And you couldn't see through a nigga back then. You know, everybody had their own path on shit. You know what I'm saying? But you could never tell until you get fucked or you don't get fucked. So,
right.
You know, with all that shit being said, I mean, the unity looked like it was more because niggas was making money.
Right.
Right now, man, it's no currency, no capital out here at all in the streets of Long Beach. So it's like, for the motherfucker that was already the star or was coming in to be the star, stayed the star.
Right.
And everybody else felt like they really didn't have no shit, no outlet outside that, man. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
With that shit, it's just like, you know, one person, man, the people that had the strength or the source, the power source to do something for certain motherfuckers, they don't utilize it, you know what I'm saying? And you could tell that's how certain niggas was for self, because the way the city is right now with the success of certain niggas in the city, it ain't even supposed to be looking like that. The city is getting tore down right now, so.
Yeah, that's real. I mean, you know, I gotta touch on that for a minute, because that Warren G move was so big, you know, just by not having no hatred in his blood and passing that tape, you know what I'm saying,
right,
to Dr. Dre. and getting that brother man on like that. I think Warren deserved the key to the city for that. He already got the key to the city, but I would have gave him the key for that, because, you know, that takes a big man to say, hey, I ain't tripping. You know, you got some talent. You know, my brother is deep in the game. I'm about to pass your tape. Like, right now, do you see a lot of that going on? Somebody who will step up and, you know, in this year, you know what I'm saying, and say, hey, Bam, you know what? You the hottest nigga I done heard on the East Side in a long time. Nigga, I'm finna take you to Dr. Dre right now.
Oh, hell no, man. Hell no. See, I mean, I done been through it with the... See, I done took steps, homie. You know what I'm saying? I done took steps in this shit. So it's like, nigga ain't been rapping all his life. I ain't been wanting to rap all my life. You know, my whole thing was the streets. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a nigga been a disappointment to moms, been a disappointment to pops on certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the nigga chose the street route over certain shit. But, you know, it helped me in a lot of situations. But as soon as a nigga started showing that gift to that penmanship, you know, certain homies took to it and gravitated to it. Like, damn, nigga, Bam Hard, whoa, you got something. But see, the thing about it is when you a real nigga in this shit, somebody want to see a flaw. They want to see your flaw so they could be able to broadcast that flaw.
Right.
Now, if they can't broadcast that flaw, it's like, damn, hold on. Well, we can't put this nigga in too fast because he might be able to expose something that we are, and we don't want that shit out there like that. So fuck it, we just gonna keep a nigga down and act like we don't really hear about him or really ain't paying attention to him. Because with all the shit that a nigga, I done got hated on by many of y'all favorites, my own homies, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Bam this or Bam that. You know what I'm saying? I don't do nothing but really congratulate it, because if a nigga gonna hate on me to the other homies, or try to stop certain homies from coming to a nigga's shows and shit, want to keep niggas there with them, don't want a nigga out, or all fuck Bam shit, that shit really inspires me to a different level. Because you mean to tell me one man or two men or this man really trying to keep certain people from attending something that I got going on? That mean a nigga really doing something right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got the whole city, little homies, homegirls, niggas, motherfuckers reciting a nigga's shit, man. And a motherfucker ain't came back yet. I mean, with all the street shit that's going on, nobody came back and said, hey, look, we see you trying to do something. We see you trying to, because that's all what it's for. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is trying to get off the block, not stay on the block.
Yeah, and I feel like some haters might be trying to do that, you know, just keep niggas on the block. I mean, but it's like you say, it inspire you. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And it's like Cat Williams say, you don't got a hater, find one. You know what I mean?
Right.
And with that right there, we finna go into some shit. What we going into, man? I know you brought some of them heaters.
Yeah, man. I got one of these. I got a little mixtape joint, man. I got, man. Y'all probably know it off that Game album, man. That Hate the Game. So, you know, y'all could just go ahead and listen to this, listen to the lyrics, and after that, man, call in and give me your opinion on this shit, man. We gonna go and rock into that right now.
Yeah, there y'all have it, man. East Side Radio, real motherfucking talk. Bam, nigga. Yeah.